Okay. Ron Chof, Amud Aleph, on the last word of the Amud. Going back, we just said, yeah, that basically we have a chazaka, a halachic assumption that somebody doesn't guard what's in somebody else's hand. Okay, from Tumah v'Tahara. V'lo, says the Gemara, is that the case? Tanya, we have a braisa. And so this braisa is talking about basically a guy who has a convoy of people carrying barrels of wine in earthenware barrels, and the person who's the business owner is a Talmud Chacham, and the people who are working are Amarotzim, are Leimen. Okay, so Hooray, Shahayu, we're on Chaf Amud Beis. Vatanya, Hooray, behold, Shahayu they were, Chamarov. Chamarov means over here, means his donkey drivers, and they have donkeys as well, the donkey drivers. Upo'alov, and his workers. Tu'unin, they were laden with taharos, with holy food, with pure food. Afalpi, and even though, shehiflig mihen, that he was distanced from them. The Balabais, right, who's the, was distanced from them. Yosne mil, even more than a mil. And that's about a kilometer. So there was a distance of him and them, more than a kilometer. Taharosov, his pure food. Taharos remain pure. We don't expect that they opened up the barrels of wine and started messing around with them. Rashi points out that these are earthenware barrels, so therefore they don't receive tumor from the outside. So the only way to tammy them up would be if they actually open the barrels. And they're worried, maybe, that the Balabais is going to come around the corner and fight and see them. So it's Tahor over here. However, V'im Omar, if he would, the cases are slightly different. V'im Omar Lehen, he said to his workers, Luchu, you guys go ahead. But Ani Avoy, and I'm going to come, Acharechem, I'll follow you. I'm just going to, you know, nip over here. You know, Kivan, Shinis Almu Einov, soon as his eyes became hidden, basically, they were out of eyesight. Mehen, Tarosov, his pure food, Tomeos, become Tomei. Okay, so says the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, what's the difference in the Reisha when it's Tahor? But Maishna Sefer, when it's Tomei. So it must be that he was guarding in the Reisha. Okay, that's why in the Reisha he was basically, you know, he said to them, he didn't tell them, you know, maybe he's around the corner. You know, they were worried. You know, he set the situation up. So basically, he made it, he had it under control. We see that you can guard in the hand of your friend. That disagrees with what we said earlier. We see it over here, that you guard what's in the hand of your friend. Okay. So we're going to push that off. Amar Yitzchak, you can't bring a riot, you can't bring a kasha from here. Amar Yitzchak Nafka. Reisha, no, the Reisha over here is B'matara Chamarov. He made his workers go to the mikveh. Yeah, Upoilov Lekach first. He says, you know, guys, you guys are Amorites, yeah, if you want to work for me, you've got to go to the mikveh first. So if they go to the mikveh first, then they doesn't need to guard anymore. These guys are Tahor. So there's nothing to guard from over here. So we can't bring a proof from over here. There's nothing to guard from. There's no guarding over here. But ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, you say these guys went to the mikveh already, yeah? Yeah, Sefer Nami, the Sefer also. Why in the Sefer are the top? Is it Tommy? These guys are Tor, the Holy Yidden. So, answers the Gemara, Ein Amar Oretz, somebody who's an Amar Oretz, Makpid Al Maga Chaveiro. He's not concerned if his friend, who he meets on the way, he says, he's walking on the way and he sees his buddy. He says, hey, how are you doing, buddy? Right, and then he says, come and look what, I says, what you got there? I got wine. He says, hey, have a look. So, and his friend never went to the mikveh. So his friend can tell me it up. So that's the safer. Ask the Gemara though, Iachi Reisha Nami. So if that's the case, in the Reisha also, even though the workers went to the mikveh, maybe his friend touched it. So answers the Gemara, Abalahem Derech Akalton. Now the Reisha is when he came to them Derech HaKalton means like a windy road. Meaning, if you're on a windy road, what does that mean? Means he could always be just round the corner. Right? If you're looking out, you know, when's the boss coming? You want to take a rest. You want to, like, slack off. Or you want to maybe take a sip of wine or something. Yeah, you're only going to do that if you can get away with it. But if you're on a windy road, yeah, he could be just round the corner. So therefore, they're scared. And they're not going to do any funny business. So that's why it's going to be Tahor over there. But it has to go on the same way back. So, Iachi, if that's the case. Sefer Nami, yeah, maybe he's just round the corner. So why are we worried that he's going to touch, that his friend's going to touch it? Or there's something's going to happen? So answer the Gemara. No, because the Sefer, Kivan de Omer Lahu, as soon as he said to them, Lahu is quoting the Brisa now, and what he said, Lahu, you go ahead, and I'm going to come later. I'm just stopping off over here. Yeah, Mismach Samcha Daitaihu. They feel confident, yeah, that he's not going to come in the next second. He's not going to jump up from around the corner. So they'll open up the wine or let the friends look at it or something like that. So that's why it would be Tommy. So that's basically we answered the Brisa over there. And we didn't disprove that you don't guard what's in your friend's hands. Because basically we said over here, yeah, that in the Reisha, right, they went to the mikveh, if we stick with that, yeah, or he was just right around the corner, so they didn't touch it. I suppose they have to say in the maskana that they went to the mikveh. So as soon as they went to the mikveh, yeah, so it's Torah, so there's nothing to should be shomer from. But in the sefer, yeah, we're worried about somebody's friends touching it. Yeah, and so there over there, there is what to be worried about, and that's why it's Tommy.
So we say they both, Moshe and Sefer, went to the mikveh, all the workers. But even then, because he's out there out of sight,
Yes, I think Tosha says that, yeah. They went to the mikveh, also in the Sefer. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, Hadron Allah, Ein Dorshin.
What are we worried about them touching the barrels? What sort of barrels? What sort of?
We're worried about them opening the barrels.
When we're worried about the Ama Aris and they're bumping into their chaver, so the Ama Aris has been to the mikvah. He knows the balabais is coming behind him, right? And we're worried that he's going to bump into a chaver, open his balabais' barrel of wine, and let this chaver touch his friend, who's an Ama Aris, who's not been to the mikvah, touch it.
Sounds a bit strange, you're saying. That's in the case where he knows the balabais is not going to come. Because he's going to be like an hour or so, because he said, you know, I'm going to catch you up later.
These bells are like, once you open, they're open. They're not like, you can't fix them afterwards, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's stupid. They feel like you're going to get away. They're scared of the balabais, right? You see that? So they must feel they can get away with it. I'm not sure about the detail. I'm not sure about the all. There is a choice that speaks about this on the last point. Yeah, there's another factor. I didn't learn it, to be honest. I didn't get a chance to learn it. But he covered the answers that are there. But the basic understanding is that, that he went to the mikveh and they were tar in the reisha, so therefore there's not a guarding required. Right, so we haven't disproved what we said. Right, because we said that a person doesn't guard what's in the hands of his friend. Right, so this was a kasha. So we said over here, basically in the reisha, there's no reason to guard because they're in the mikveh. They went to the mikveh, so there's nothing to guard from. Yeah, and in the sefer, like I think you're right what you said, Shimon, that even though they went to the mikveh, there's the problem of the friends because you know why is the problem of the friends? Because he said, you know, like, you go ahead, you know, like, and I'm going to get you late, and see you later, and maybe he's going to let his friends touch it.
Maybe the idea that the bowels were Harris was just a Havamina.
Because if the bowels are not Havamina...
Before we knew Mikvah, we had maybe the Havamina was like they were Harris as well.
No, but if they were... If then they just tell me that these guys... Oh, before the you mean after the mikvah, they don't have to be cheres? Okay, if I read that, you mean
before we knew mikvah, maybe the haver minute was there had to be cheres. And now we know mikvah.
Yeah, for sure they have to be cheres before the mikvah.
Now we know.
You're making it easier. You're saying it's a bit weird to say. Like Richard's question says, it's a bit weird. Maybe we're just concerned that maybe someone would touch from the outside. His friend will come along. Not he's going to open the barrel and he's going to touch the barrel from the outside.
Maybe.
Okay. Makes it, more plausible, right?
Isn't the posh shot of the reading that them going to the mikveh actually wasn't the answer? It's just windy road. I mean, I know you said Tosfos said that they go to the mikveh, but I just isn't it?
Yeah. Because but the point is, I think what it is because we're trying to say that you disprove that you don't guard something in somebody else's hand, right? We said that the chazaka is. You don't guard something whilst it's in somebody else's hand.
Right, so at any time this person could come around the corner and see it, whereas here...
but that's like guarding, basically. If you basically...
Okay, so why...
Yeah, so it has to be that they went to the mikvah. Because we have to be said there's no reason to guard.
Ah.
Because they went to the mikvah, so there was no guarding for them. But in the end, it sounds like there's guarding from the friends. It's a bit, it needs work. This is for listen, Baruch Hashem. We're going to do Chazara, right? It's going to get clarity. But that's the basic shot. I mean, the question we've got a lot of questions. It seems a bit strange. Yeah, Bezat Hashem.